He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
The edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour, professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, let's take a look at how we've started our week here. It's getting better. It was down. The futures were down about 7 on the S&P 500 before the market opened, but now the market's open and we are down 10 points on the Dow right now at 17,949. Will we see 18,000 this week? Well, we very well could. The S&P 500 is down a point. It's at 2,074 right now. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, has just turned positive. The NASDAQ's up by 5. The NASDAQ is at 4,786 right now. Could we see 5,000 before the end of the year on the NASDAQ? Yeah, that's probably not likely. But we're sure getting awfully close to that number that we have not seen since 2000, 14 years ago. Crude oil, once again, not a good start for crude oil, down 1.8%. Crude oil is at $64.66. Wow. Gold, up 0.25%. Gold is at 1,193. I saw Peter Schiff last week on the TV. Guess what? He doesn't like the market, and he likes gold. You've been wrong for 5.5 years now, Peter. When are you going to admit you've been wrong? Well, he'll eventually be right. The euro's at 1.2284. Wow, that's the lowest read I've seen in quite some time on the euro. And we have that 10-year yield right now at 2.30 as interest rates continue to behave themselves. Also, with all the quantitative easing sloshing around the globe right now. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, I wrote a lot in my last newsletter about the dropping oil prices, what's causing them, who the winners are, who the losers are. Today we find out that the oil giant BP, I believe that stands for British Petroleum, those same people that fouled the beaches of Mississippi and Florida, etc., are planning to speed up long-planned job cuts due to falling oil prices. You see there's a downside to this lower oil price thing, too. We talked last week about a real estate investment trust being downgraded because of their exposure to Houston and lower oil prices. We've also seen a lot of projects being put on hold. Drilling projects. In fact, I see that the CapEx budget at ConocoPhillips has been cut by 20% in 2015 versus 2014. So as always, winners and losers. When interest rates go down, there's winners and losers. When gold goes up, there's winners and losers. When the dollar explodes higher like it has this year, there's winners and losers. And being in the right place and the right time is what it's all about in the markets. You don't want to be on the other side of that trade. Well, today's the day we look at the macro picture of the market. How important is the macro picture? Well, let's go back to the year 2000, right before the market was setting up for, I believe, a eventual 70% drop in the NASDAQ. Did you know that the NASDAQ at that time had a PE, a forward PE ratio of 102? That's right. The NASDAQ, the index of 100 companies, the average forward PE ratio in the year 2000, that's the last time we saw the NASDAQ at 5,000. It hasn't been there since. The PE, forward PE, was at 102. Where does it stand today? It stands at 22. So we're not anywhere close to the bubble, especially the tech bubble, especially the dot-com bubble that we saw back in the year 2000. The S&P back then also got whacked pretty good. I want to say it was about a 50 to 60% drubbing back in the year 2000. That's why I'm always vigilant here at Gunderson Capital Management, watching for signs of the next bear market. But back then, in the year 2000, the S&P 500 had a forward P.E. ratio of 30. Today it's 17. So you can see, when you hear these people talk about bubbles, and I hear it all the time from guys like Peter Schiff, we're in a bubble, they say. Well, you know what? I look at numbers. And 102 forward P.E. in 2000 is a lot different from a 22 forward P.E. that we have today on the NASDAQ. And a forward P.E. of 30 on the S&P 500 back then is a lot different than the forward P.E. of 17 that we have right now. Now, the Dow back in 2000 had pretty much been left behind, hadn't it? If you remember those days, nobody wanted to own Procter & Gamble or McDonald's or Philip Morris or General Electric. Why would you want to own those stocks when something with the .com after its name was going up 30 points a day, was doubling on the day that it IPO'd, and on and on and on. And the Dow actually kind of got left behind. Value investing had a very good few years after the crash of the NASDAQ back in 2000, 2001, because those stocks had been left behind, and all of a sudden low PE became a lot more attractive as that NASDAQ with its forward PE of 102 started to contract and started to cave in. The Dow back then, in the year 2000, had a forward P.E. of 18. Pretty reasonable. That's why the Dow didn't get clocked as much as the other indexes did. Today, the Dow is selling for 15 times forward earnings. These were numbers that were put out by Barron's this past weekend. And I find it very interesting. I think it puts things into perspective. So the next time you hear someone say we're in a market bubble, and the market's getting ready to crash at any moment because of the high valuations, I would say nonsense. We're not in a market bubble. But we will have a bear market at some point in time. We've now been bullish for the last, let's see, is today? No, tomorrow. Be the anniversary. 60 months. 60 months plus 10. 70 months. 5 years, 10 months since the bull market began. Back in March of 2009. Nothing goes up forever, does it? We've seen that recently in oil prices. We saw that a few years ago in gold prices. We saw that several years ago in single family home prices. Nothing goes up forever. Eventually, we will enter into another bear market. That's why we have to keep our eyes peeled and continue to watch these economic reports that come in, not only on the U.S., but also around the world. And it's been a U.S. stock market, hasn't it? In fact, I've been a broken record for the last 2 years. The place to invest is U.S. stocks. That's the best asset class. What about now? Is it still the best asset class? In fact, that's once again been one of the biggest trends of 2014, the incredible outperformance of the American economy and therefore the American stock market versus the rest of the world. I mean, look at the GDP in Europe, which is almost non-existent, while we're crawling along at 3.8%. Look at the unemployment rate in Europe of 10.8%. Well, we're all the way down to 5.8%. And we're not even mentioned Japan, who once again, their GDP comes in worse than previously estimated. Their economy is contracting and shrinking. They reported minus 1.9% for the most recent quarter. That's why you continue to see outperformance in the United States. Now, the one market that I see all of a sudden putting in some quantitative easing, and they still have some pretty good growth, we'll talk about a little bit later in the show as we go through the indexes. But what will 2015 bring? Will the U.S. be the place to be invested once again? Will growth in the U.S. economy continue? We're currently at 3.9%. Will the job market continue to strengthen? Will inflation remain tame? Will the Fed remain in their seat and not raise interest rates on us? Well, we will be watching week by week as a lot of these factors come to fruition, and we'll know a lot of the answers. In the meanwhile, we do the best that we can with the market that's presented to us right now. And when we come back right now, we're going to analyze where we're at in the market right now. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. A few more stories here, then we'll move on to the macro picture of the market here as we are now 70 months into this bull market, which began back in March of 2009. And the newsletter ever since then has said to stay in. What does it say now? What am I telling you now? What am I worried about now? What am I looking for now? Well, we'll look at that in a moment. Just reiterating the valuations that I went through in the first quarter of the show, because this is important. In Barron's over the weekend, it said that back in 2000, when the NASDAQ was soaring to new heights, it had a forward P.E. ratio of 102. Today it's at 22. The S&P 500 back then, and I well remember the S&P trading at about 30 times forward earnings, and I also remember the NASDAQ trading at 102. With the S&P at 30 back then in 2000, today it's trading at about 17 times forward earnings, and the Dow was trading at 18 times forward earnings back then. It's trading at 15 times earnings now. I don't think you could call that a bubble. We have big news on one of our holdings here. It's just a very small holding. In fact, it's in my speculative trading account, which is one of the model portfolios in the newsletter. For you folks who like to do a little bit quicker trading, we own Cubist Pharmaceuticals, which is being bought out by Merck, and the stock is the biggest winner in the market today. It's one of the 18 stocks in the speculative trading account. You know, we nailed another one, Receptos, several weeks ago for a 64% gain. This one's going to work out to about a 35% gain when all is said and done. Cubist Pharmaceutical being taken out for $100 a share by Merck. Hey, that's good news if you own it, and we do have a very small position in it in the speculative trading account. Hey, Putin has a heart after all. He finally got his money from the Ukraine, and so he's going to resume sending them natural gas. He's like the local utility, right? You live there in St. Paul in the outskirts, and you don't pay your gas bill, and they shut off the gas. They don't care if it's freezing outside. Putin doesn't care if it's freezing outside. He has suspended deliveries. They've remained suspended since mid-June after Russia cut off supplies over a price and debt dispute. Negotiations further deteriorated by the separatist war in Ukraine's east, but Ukraine will receive 1.1 billion cubic meters of gas for December as freezing temperatures set in. So see, Putin does have a heart. China stocks soar to a three-year high. I can't help but notice that. As we look ahead to 2015, China could be a player in the world markets. They have not been a player. It has not been a good index to be invested in 2012, 2013, 2014, maybe 2015 is the year. I mean, it is one of the economies in the world that's still growing. It's growing by double that of the U.S. economy. And now you have access to those A shares in China, which we didn't used to have access. And that ought to bring in some new investing in those markets. And in addition to that, you have China starting to cut interest rates. They're at 6. Now they're at 5.6, and they got a lot further to go. So we'll keep our eyes on China. One last little news item here that I noticed before we move on to the macro picture. Goldman Sachs is upgrading Southwest Airlines to a buy from a neutral. Well, you know what? Goldman Sachs, at the beginning of the year, Southwest Airlines was at 20. Now it's at 40. It's doubled this year. And now you're upgrading it to a buy? Anyways, that's just me. I find that a lot of these big firms are pretty late with their calls. Buy, sell. A lot of times the stock will go down 40-50% like some of the oil stocks, and then they'll start downgrading them to a sell. Well, it's kind of too late at that point in time. Goldman Sachs. Let's take a look at the macro picture of the market. What we don't want to have happen. Hopefully, since 2009, your 401k has become a 1201k because the market has tripled. We don't want to have what happened back in 2008. We don't want to see a 53% crash in your 401k to take it back to a 601k. We want to try to protect the profits that we've worked so doggone hard for. Markets like this don't come along very often. The chance to triple your money does not come along very often, but it's happened over the last 5.5 years. The pundits were wrong. The pundits that were calling for soaring inflation and soaring gold prices and a collapsing dollar were wrong. They led you astray. And not only did you lose money by following their advice, you missed out in a tripling of the market. But this is today now. We're in the 70th month of this bull market. We have to keep our eye on several things. One of the main areas that we have to be in tune with is the economy. These falling oil prices, what impact are they having on the U.S. economy? Well, on the one hand, an extra $200 million is being put into consumers' pockets every single day to spend in the economy. But on the other hand, obviously, a big portion of our economy, one that was driving growth, the fracking sector, has all of a sudden been wounded, crippled. And that's going to have some impact. We're starting to see layoffs. I talked about BP. And when a big company like ConocoPhillips announces CapEx spending in decreases, that's going to affect a lot of jobs. So it will be interesting to watch going forward. You know, when the latest jobs report came out with the 320,000 last week, I think it's still too soon. You're not seeing those oil-patched layoffs show up in that number yet, but we may start to see that in early 2015. But hopefully, those job losses are being offset by the consumer who now has more money to spend. So we'll be watching the jobs report going forward very closely. We'll also be watching this holiday season and what kind of strength the consumer has right now, just how emboldened they are at the shopping mall once they get a credit card in their hand and once they're not realize how much they're saving every week in gas prices. Look at the economies that are heavily dependent on energy, however. That's a big clue to where to invest in the world. You wouldn't want to invest in Russia right now. It's been the biggest loser. Isn't there a show on TV, Biggest Loser? Poor Putin. He's the biggest loser this year. He's been absolutely clobbered, whether it was the sanctions placed on him, whether oil prices were manipulated lower by the U.S. and the Saudis getting together to punish him. They have been hurt mightily. Their economy is heavily dependent upon energy prices. The U.S. economy is well diversified. We're not an economy, although we were becoming more and more dependent. A lot of our good job growth was coming from the fracking industry. And the lowest unemployment rates that we have across America were found in Fargo, North Dakota, and North Dakota, and in Texas, and Louisiana, Oklahoma, etc. But countries that are more dependent.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the strength, the balance of power in 2014 has obviously been in the U.S. stock market. The other index, the other market that has participated here big time is India, and I do have about a 10-15% exposure to the stock market in India. It started rising in rank in my Best Stocks Now app prior to the elections that they held in India back in the spring of this year, and I've been in it ever since. As we look at the scoreboard here in 2014, we see that the Indian market still leads the pack up about 30%. We were talking about Russia. before we went to break. Russia is down 35% in 2014. That's the Russia stock market, and that has a lot to do. Do you think the Russian economy and stock market is tied to oil? Well, oil's down 30% this year, and the Russian stock market's down 35%. So there's a pretty good correlation there. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 still leading the rest of the indexes around the world, up 12% year-to-date. The broader indexes, however, not as good in the U.S. The S&P Small Cap Index, which was up 40% last year, is up just 2% this year. Emerging markets are basically flat on the year, up about 1%. Most of that's coming from India, I would suppose. Europe's had a terrible year. Europe's down 4.7%. I just don't see much hope there as we start to roll into 2015. Europe's got to do some massive quantitative easing. They've just got so much. They've slowed down growths every way they can. Anti-business, anti-capitalism. Promise this, promise that. Not a good, healthy growth environment in Europe. And it's showing up in their stock market, which is down 5% so far this year. China, on the other hand, up 9.4% and really starting to gain traction. That's the one that we really have to look at. Brazil, which had a chance to replace the socialists, they chose to keep her. Their market's down 12% this year. Why would we expect much more than that next year? I don't know about that South American marketplace anymore. And Canada, which is heavily dependent also on the energy and natural resources, is flat on the year. It has not been a good year for natural resources, with gold down 3.6% after a 26% drubbing last year, and oil obviously down 30%. That's why it's important to be in the right places all year long, other than a few little forays into the emerging markets. I've told you that the U.S. is the best place to be invested. U.S. stocks. I've told you to stay out of the commodity and the natural resource types of stocks. The commodity index has just been hammered. I showed a chart of it over the weekend. The commodity index has been horrible, just horrible this year, as the U.S. dollar has risen. So being in the right asset classes at the right time is ever so important. Now, with the U.S. markets dominating here in 2014, and with the India market also dominating in 2014, what about 2015? We're going to turn the page on a new year here in about 3 weeks. And generally speaking, no 2 years are alike. So we're looking now for subtle changes in the market. We begin by taking a look at the current ranking of the indexes around the world. I track 77 different indexes, which include more than just stock indexes. There's high yield bond indexes. There's sovereign debt indexes. There's muni bond indexes, corporate bond indexes, commodity indexes, gold indexes, silver indexes. 8 of the top 10 indexes in the world continue to be U.S. stock related. So nothing has changed. I'm a broken record once again this week. The only two non-U.S. stock related indexes in the top 10 are number 1, the Japan Hedged Index, which is an index that was created by WisdomTree. It takes out the volatility. It takes out the risk in the yen. That right now is in the top 10. Japan's worth looking at. I don't own any Japan. I've watched Toyota take off since Japan announced their big round of quantitative easing. I don't know. I don't like the demographics in Japan. I just don't see that becoming a growth engine. But having said that, one of the non-U.S. stock top-ranked indexes right now is the Japan Hedged Index. The symbol is DXJ. The other one is India. India is the other one that's in the top 10 that is a non-U.S. stock index. So suffice it to say, as we look around the world at all of the indexes as indicators of where the best asset classes are, as to where the best places are in the world to invest, it's still two things in common with each other. One is stocks, equities. There's a lot of quantitative easing going on in the world. Stocks love quantitative easing. And number two, the U.S. still leads the world as far as the indexes go. I am still heavily weighted in U.S. stocks. I have no exposure to gold. I have no exposure to the emerging markets other than India. I have no exposure to the bond market right now. It's still a U.S. stock market world. If you want to be heavily weighted in any one area, if you're an asset allocator, I've been a broken record now for several years, it's still U.S. stocks. It won't always be that way. It's going to change at some point in time. And that's why we do this weekly exercise to see if there's any subtle changes. Where are the worst places to be invested? Russian small caps, anyone? Yeah, they've been killed. Africa, anyone? No, I don't think so. Latin America, Brazil, Mexico, anyone? Another economy that has quite a bit of exposure to oil. Argentina, anybody? No. Those are the worst indexes in the world. Bonds are kind of just stuck somewhere in the middle. They've had a pretty good year this year after a horrible year last year. I'm not that enamored with the bond market and the fixed income market. I do believe at some point in time, even though we've been waiting for this for years now, higher interest rates are in the offing. I just don't see that money-making opportunity in the bond market right now. Now, as it relates to asset classes, what's your mix right now? Well, there's a lot of asset allocators out there. 60-40 bond stocks, 70-30 bond stocks. Maybe 30-70 bond stocks. I still believe in a very heavy weighting. I'm weighted 80% in the U.S. stock market. And as I look at the asset classes around the world, the top 9 out of 10 have two things in common. They're stocks, meaning ownership in companies, not lending money to companies, and they're United States related, whether it's the NASDAQ 100, whether it's the large cap dividend stocks, whether it's mid cap value, whether it's small cap value, whether it's the REITs, the real estate investment trust, whether it's small cap dividend, they all have two things in common, stock related and U.S. related. The only non-stock asset class that's in my top 10 right now is the 20-year, the long bond, the U.S. long bond, which has obviously done fairly well this year because of low interest rates. And every time there's some turmoil in the world, people run for the U.S. long bond or shorter term bonds as a safe harbor, and that's helped the bond market this year after getting clocked last year. What are the worst asset classes to be invested in? Anybody who's short the market continues to get their head handed to them on a platter. That's the worst thing you could do, and I've said that now for 5.5 years. Commodities are the second worst place to be invested. You've got a rising dollar. You've got quantitative easing. That's not good for commodities. Emerging markets are still a bad place to be. Sovereign debt's a bad place to be. Cash is a bad place to be. Junk bonds a bad place to be. Silver. These are the neighborhoods that I would avoid. Now, I go over this every single week in my newsletter. And I've been consistent. You know exactly where I stand. I put my neck on the line every single week, but you can follow along. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com and sign up for the weekly newsletter. I put my heart and soul into it. Every Thursday and Friday, send it out to people all across the world. pwstreet.com. When we come back, we're going to get into the sectors of the market, because we know that stocks are still the best place to be, but what neighborhoods in the stock market? We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, we're drilling down. We've determined that at least for now, the bull market is still intact. We're in the 70th month right now. The newsletter every single weekend. There's a track record there to look at. I'm not making this up. We've been bullish on the market now for 70 months. And eventually this thing is going to turn into a bear. And that's why we go through this drill, this exercise, every single week to try to determine when the next bear is knocking at the door. We want to be very vigilant and not have what happened to portfolios in 2008 happen to your portfolio. I'm going to do my absolute best, and I'm going to go through these criteria. We're going to go through these facts. We're going to go through this evidence every single week. And again, you can follow along every week. I send out thousands of newsletters every weekend. And you can get on my mailing list at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. Because hopefully you've made a lot of money in the market over the last several years. And at some point in time, we're going to want to protect. Well, we always want to protect. But there's going to be a time when it's not the right thing to be in the stock market, right? You know that. You've seen it before. So we watch for those clues. But as of now, U.S. stocks still look best to me. Now, before we get into the sectors, I just want to read you a push notification that I sent out back on November 19th of this year. That was, what, 3 weeks ago, buying 30 shares of Cubist, CBST, in my speculative trading account with the 7% good till cancel trailing sell stop. I bought Cubist because it was rising up in my rankings that I do based on valuations and performance and technicals. I like the technical pattern. I go through hundreds and hundreds of charts every single day. I also send out a lot of tweets. Anything that catches my eye, I've sent out several tweets on Cubist Pharmaceutical. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bill Gunderson, or on StockTwits at the same calls letters, at Bill Gunderson. Cubist was bought out by Merck this past weekend. I bought Cubist in the $70 area. Merck's paying $102 for it. So if you're one of my premium subscribers getting push notifications on every live sell and every live buy and every live sell that I do, hopefully you're happy today with some shares of CBST. Now you have to look at the whole portfolio. I can't just cherry pick one, but this is a good example of one that's a huge winner. You can see the whole portfolio by getting the newsletter at pwstreet.com. Now, lastly, I've determined, it's up to you whether or not you want to agree with me. You can go follow Peter Schiff or any one of the others that are still calling for gold going to 5,000. It probably will someday. I don't doubt that. But not now. You know, right now, we're still in a world that favors the stock market. Equities, ownership, and we're still in a world that favors U.S. equities, although we're seeing some pretty good action in India, which I have some exposure there, and we're also seeing that sleeping giant China start to wake up a little bit, and we do have some exposure there now, and we continue to nibble away a little bit at China. I reported in my newsletter several weeks ago about the big change in the Chinese market, now allowing outsiders to buy actual Chinese stocks that trade on the Chinese stock exchange that we didn't used to have access to. So I think that's a big boost for the Chinese stock market. And we'll continue to watch that going forward. But for now, U.S. stocks are still the place to be, although they have not had the year, obviously, that they have last year. They're still the best place to be. I showed a chart of commodities over the weekend. If you get a chance, you can look at an exchange-traded fund with the symbol DBC. It's a commodities tracking index fund. And you can see how badly commodities have performed here in 2014. I also showed a chart of the inverse S&P fund, which will come in handy at some point in the future, but for now, it continues to look like the downside run at the Matterhorn. It looks like a bobsled run. Not good, especially if you own it. So being short the market has not been healthy for your portfolio. You've been wrong. Now, if you've been in U.S. stocks for the last several years, you've been right. At some point in time, they're not going to be the best place to be, but for now, they still are. Now, where are the best areas? Hey, I got out and I did a little fishing on Saturday. It's been pretty slow in the harbor here for the last month or so because the water's warmer than normal. It cooled down while I was on vacation, and boy, I got into some good fishing. I had about a 25-pound halibut right at the boat that I actually released, and I had about a 5- or 6-pound halibut that I released, and I caught several nice spotted bait, all in the same area, one of the hot spots in the market, in the harbor. Where are the hot spots in the market right now? Well, can I say biotech once again? And biotechs are having another huge day because of merger mania. I continue to love the biotech sector. I'm looking at Celgene breaking out today. I'm looking at my Isis Pharmaceutical breaking out today, which is a San Diego stock. This continues to be a leading sector. Healthcare. I showed a chart of the healthcare sector continuing to hit new highs related to the biotech sector. I showed a chart of the pharmaceutical sector, another area of the market that's on fire, and it's been on fire for the last 2.5 years. And don't forget those consumer stocks, which are benefiting from low oil prices. These are still the leading sectors to be in the market. You don't want to be in natural gas. You don't want to be in the fracking sector, metals and mining, solar energy, oil and gas exploration, oil and gas equipment, clean energy. These are the wrong sectors to be in. So look, I don't know what your portfolio looks like at the current time. I don't know who's managing your portfolio. If I'm managing your portfolio, I've just told you where my clients are currently, which sectors they are in, which asset classes they're in, which countries they're in, so you know what their portfolios look like. You have to take a look at your portfolio and ask yourself, am I in the right places? And if you're not, you need to take some action. Make that a New Year's resolution that in 2015, doggone it, you're going to participate in some of the money that's been being made in the market, has been made in the market since 2009, and you're going to protect at some point in time when the bear rears its ugly head. Get on my newsletter mailing list, pwstreet.com, or give us a call at 855-611-BEST, and we'll manage your money. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.